Do I see a nativity scene? What? Is it still the Christmas season? Well, of course it's the Christmas season. Today is the baptism of the Lord, the last day of the Christmas season. Children, come on up, come on up. I have a little homily for you. Gather around here at the manger scene, the nativity. Come on, you're going to miss it. You're going to miss it. Well, welcome, welcome. First of all, I've got lots to talk about. Does anybody like maps? Maps? I like maps. This is a map. Is this a map of the United States? No. Where's Texas? Where's Florida? Is this a map of Kansas? It's shaped like Kansas. No. Where's Wichita? Where's Hayes? This must be a map of the Catholic Diocese of Dodge City. Where are we right now? What is our city we're in right now?
Dodge City.
Dodge City. Can you point to that? Theo, can you point? Right there. We're in Dodge City right now. Well, we're going to talk about this in a minute. But for now, I've got some questions. We have five sizes of churches. Did you know that? Five sizes. Let's talk about the tiniest church, the smallest church. I'll give you a hint. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. The smallest church is the family church. And for each size of church, we're going to talk about who is the pastor, who is the shepherd, who is the leader. So for the family church, called the domestic church by Pope St. John Paul II, the shepherds, the pastors, the leaders are, sure, mom and dad. So the family church is the smallest, with the leaders being mom and dad. The next biggest church is, I'll give you a hint. That's right, the cathedral. We're in the cathedral of Our Lady of Guadalupe Church. That's the next biggest church. And who's the pastor? Who's the shepherd? Who's the leader of the cathedral of Our Lady Guadalupe? Father Wesley, you got it. Father Wesley is the leader, the shepherd of Our Lady of Guadalupe. So smallest is the family, mom and dad. Next biggest is the parish church. This one's Our Lady of Guadalupe. Leader is the pastor, Father Wesley. Now, what's the next biggest church? I'll give you a hint. That's right, the Catholic Diocese of Dodge City. That's the next biggest church we have. And who's the pastor? Who's the shepherd? Who's the leader of the Catholic Diocese of Dodge City?
You.
Me. Who's me?
Bishop.
Bishop John, that's right. That's where I wear the funny hat. In fact, a funny little hat and a funny big hat. The Catholic Diocese of Dodge City, did you count how many little churches there are? 48. All the way from Barton County West and Barton County South. 28 counties, 48 parishes. Catholic Diocese of Dodge City. I'm the shepherd, I'm the pastor, Bishop John. Okay, the next biggest, I said there's five. The fourth biggest is the churches all over the world, from France to Mexico to Russia to South Africa. All those churches are called the Universal Church, the Universal Church. And who's the pastor, who's the shepherd, who's the leader of the Universal Church? I'll give you a hint. He wears a funny hat like this, but it's white, white.
Papa Francisco.
Papa Francisco, the Pope, Pope Francis, that's right. This is a good group. Yesterday, they were kind of slow. I don't know what's going on. Well, I said, there's five. What? All the churches in the world, something bigger? That's right. Heaven and Earth is the fifth biggest church. Heaven and Earth. And the shepherd, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Okay, thank you, children. You can go back. As Jesus was baptized by his cousin, St. John the Baptist, in the River Jordan, the heavens opened. The Holy Spirit came down like a dove, and the Heavenly Father said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Well, that's not just for Jesus, but the Heavenly Father, I think, is saying, "This is my beloved sons and daughters, right here, right now. I am well pleased with you. for celebrating this Holy Mass at the end of our Christmas season. The Church. I gave an introduction to the children of the Church. What different sizes of church? And how did the Lord form this church 2,000 years ago? How did Jesus form the Catholic Church? Well, the first step, in Matthew chapter 16, he gave us the Pope. Jesus said, "And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it." That's right, he gave us the Pope, and the apostles were the first bishops. But as more were baptized, that wasn't enough. We needed help. And the next step was deacons. In the Acts of the Apostles, "Brothers, select from among you 7 reputable men, deacons, filled with the Spirit and wisdom, whom we shall appoint to this task." So deacons were formed just very shortly in the beginning, early church. But still, that wasn't enough shepherds to guide us and guard us. In St. James chapter 5, presbyters were formed, another word closely related to priests. "Is anyone among you sick? He should summon the presbyters of the church, and they should pray over him and anoint him with the oil in the name of the Lord." The anointing of the sick was given to the ministry of the presbyters, the first priests. Later, dioceses were formed to help organize the structure geographically of this growing church. And now we have 1.4 billion Catholics around the world. Pretty amazing, isn't it? From the very humble beginning. So let me focus my homily now on our diocesan church, the Catholic Diocese of Dodge City. I mentioned 48 parishes in 28 counties, the largest being right here, 4,000 families in the Cathedral of Our Lady Guadalupe. The smallest, 19 families in Coldwater, Holy Spirit. But notice it's the only church in the county. Out of our 28 counties, only 17 have only one church in the whole county. So we even try to keep those churches open, even if they're small, so people don't have to drive so far. 23,000 square miles, 6 Catholic schools, 50,000 Catholics. Do you know you're one of 50,000 Catholics in this diocese in southwest Kansas? We have 14 diocesan priests, 14 missionary priests from the United States and 4 other countries, and 14 retired priests and bishops. Thank you, Monsignor Moore, for being one of our oldest priests, but Bishop Schlarman's got you beat. Anybody remember Bishop Schlarman? He's still alive, 91 years old, living in his hometown of Belleville, Illinois. And one bishop, ordinary, I am Bishop John Brungard, ordained here February 2nd, 2011. So almost 14 years a bishop. 14, 14, 14, 14. Sound like some scripture to you? 14 generations, 14 generations, 14 generations. Amazing gift to us. Well, how is this diocesan church organized and funded? Have to get a little drink here. In the September 22nd issue of the Southwest Kansas Catholic, we had a report of all our ministries and how it's funded, the budget. September 22nd, if you keep them, you can look that up, or you can go online and find it. So let me review just briefly all our ministries and who is in charge of those ministries. And most of them are parishioners right here of Our Lady of Guadalupe, but some of them I mentioned are not. Matrimony, Family Life, and Natural Family Planning, Diana Ramirez heads that up. Youth Ministry, Emma Webbs. She lives up by La Crosse area. Pastoral Ministry Formation, Colleen Stein. And also in the Spanish language, Pastoral Ministry Formation. The Southwest Kansas Catholic Archives website, Dave Myers and Our archivist emeritus, Tim Wenzel, helps with that. The director of the Curia in Hispanic Ministry, Georgina Paz. Catholic Charities of Southwest Kansas, Debbie Snapp has been with us for three decades, I believe. Stewardship, Eric Hazelhorse. Development Ministry, we have two new employees. Mason Eck lives in Sharon, our farthest east parish, and Sonia Cooksey lives in Holcomb. Superintendent of Schools, Trina Delgado, lives in Garden City. Young Adult Ministry, Gentry Heimerman, is right here, at least his kids were. And let's see, the Tribunal, the Chancery, Sister Janice Grohusky. She lives here but goes to church in St. Andrews and Wright, although when we have a major event here, she's on the drums. The needs of the wider church, I mentioned the Universal Church, National Collections, the Holy Father's Assessment, Kansas Catholic Conference and USCCB, United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, that's all a part of our ministry. In the administration, how do I administer all this with those helpers? My senior staff, myself, Father Ted Steckline, pastor at St. Andrews and Wright, and Vicar General, Sister Janice I mentioned, and Georgina I mentioned. Also our finance director is Teresa Tate. So you notice of my five senior staff members, myself, Father Ted, and then three women. The majority of my senior staff are women, probably the only diocese in the country where the majority of the senior staff are women. Your generous contributions fund my residence. Thank you. Thank you for giving me a place to stay. And also, your tithing helps the retired priests in their health and their housing. Also, priest formation. We continue to grow in our priesthood and seminary formation. How important it is our four seminarians to pray for, and as they are formed to be future priests. Father John Stang and Father Ted Steckline help out with that. So, let's see, I forgot to mention a couple. Erica Oldham, Jody Licks, who else did I miss? Monica Del Rio and Angelica Garcia. That wraps up the staff of our chancery, our diocesan office, to help me administer the 48 parishes in our diocese. Well, how is this funded? As you've heard many times, our funding is from two sources, tithing and almsgiving. Tithing and almsgiving. Let's review tithing from Scripture, from Genesis, the first book of the Gospel. Of everything you give me, I will faithfully return a tenth part to you, 10%. So as we come to Mass and we put our 10% of our income in the collection basket, that is called tithing. That is from the Lord. That's not my idea, not Pope Francis' idea, not Father Wesley's idea. Is it your idea? Nope. It's from the Lord. So let's pray about that, especially as we enter this new year. The family gives 10% to the parish. The parishes, all 10% of the ordinary income to my office at the diocesan level. And then I give 10% to the Universal Church. 10%, 10%, 10%. All united in Christ. United in Christ. Tithing. The second is almsgiving. Almsgiving. Also from Scripture, Jesus himself says, give alms, for where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. Where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. Luke chapter 12. Almsgiving is an extra sacrifice, an extra generosity. For example, a parish building project. You have demonstrated tremendous sacrifice and almsgiving here at the Cathedral Parish for the new school. What an extraordinary progress we've made. As 100 years ago, over 100 years ago, our ancestors built the original school that's being used right now. We are called to build a new school to last for the next 100 years. And you have come through with that. Thank you for that extra sacrifice, that extra generosity. hopefully we'll move into the new school in fall 2026, right? Fall 2026. So a parish building project would be an example of almsgiving. Catholic Charities would be an example of almsgiving. Disaster relief for the hurricanes and the fires and the floods and earthquakes around the nation, around the world. That would be an example of almsgiving. Proclaim 365 is our special almsgiving project for our diocesan church. Many, many other ways to give of our heart and give of ourselves to those in need. Well, let us remember as we conclude our Christmas season that we have five levels of churches: the family church, the parish church, the diocesan church, the universal church, and heaven and earth. And let us remember that all those first four need funding, need generosity of tithing and almsgiving. The Lord has blessed us so much as He gives us sacramental life and our prayer life. Let us trust in Him. He calls us His beloved children. Thanks be to God. He loves us more than we can ask or imagine.